You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And unlike the Red Wings, the Tigers delivered on the miracle. It's the truth, Kenny. Tigers are doing everything you promised me the Wings would do. How dare you? How dare you?
The good news is we will get your first version of slicked back hair party time Kenny tonight at the LCA preseason Wings
hockey. Oh, my God. Okay. Really? This is what you're doing with your evening? Okay.
Absolutely.
I want to ask a question of the people. We're going to get back into, you know, how far can the Tigers take it, the whole thing. I want to ask you a question about watching your team. For a long time this year, you couldn't watch Tigers. They just weren't on TV. And then for a longer stretch, even when they were, rightfully, you didn't want to watch them. They weren't any good. Now, a vast majority of people settled in the last 3-4 weeks to watch them. And it's been a magical ride. But I wanted to ask this question, which is, you have the Detroit Lions that are burdened with heavy, heavy, grandiose expectations. And they have a ton of star power, and you settle in for that once a week game, but you expect greatness. The Tigers, it's magical, it's innocent, it's fun. You've heard the term house money. And you know, for all intents and purposes, they don't have any stars. They got Tarek Skubal. Like, no disrespect. Like, Riley Green's a hell of a ball player. Nobody around baseball knows who the hell Riley Green is. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Good ball player. But, like, sorry, you know, he's not Ohtani. He's not reaching Judge status. He's not, like, we don't have names.
Riley Green was an all-star?
Right, yes. Right. We have a collection of guys that try really hard. My question was this. On one side, expectation. On the other side, hope. Which team is more enjoyable for you to watch as a fan? Right here, right now. The Lions or the Tigers? Both have an opportunity to win a championship. One, you expect greatness. The other, you're hoping. One, and look, you know my thing. I get way more joy watching the Lions because I don't like Moneyball. I'm accepting of it because it's how the Tigers have to play. I can respect something without liking it. It's the same thing. Like with the Lions, I'm getting star power. I'm getting juice, electricity, and I expect greatness. And I am able to go into that game, and it's just very myopic in my focus. Mm-hmm. So for me, I enjoy watching the Lions more. But I want to know what the people feel. You tell me.
See, I would think the people would enjoy watching the Lions more for the simple fact that you know every week what you're going to get. For the Tigers, it's fun, but it's very short term. It's very myopic. You realize at any given moment the bottom's going to fall out. And when it does, you just kind of shrug your shoulders. It was a good run. For the Lions, each week you expect not only to win, but you want to keep pace. You're hoping to be the number one overall seed. And especially after what you saw on Monday night, that team, if that team shows up every week, that team's winning a Super Bowl. So I got to think that it's more enjoyable for the Lions because you know that is sustainable. The Tigers, a bit of a movie, but you know deep down, probably not going to last but for a few more games. So I would say if Lions, 248-539-9797.
This one's tough for me primarily because I think the right answer should be the Lions because they're a better product. They're just a better team. We expect them to win a Super Bowl or get there. But for some reason, when I'm watching the Lions, I just ultimate stress. I have stress. I have anxiety. I'm pulling my hair out every play. With the Tigers, it does feel a little bit like house money, and there's no stress there. I can just sit back, relax, enjoy the ball game. Yeah, the intense moments get intense, but it just feels like it means less because the expectations were so low at the beginning of the season, and they're still pretty low now. But with the Lions, it feels like every snap before every game, I sit down on the couch and I'm just already gritting my teeth and my fists are clenched. So I'd say the right answer is probably the Lions, but I'm going to say the Tigers for me are the more fun.
Yeah, but isn't the stress what makes the winning fun?
It's what makes the winning fun. So I'd say the winning is more fun for the Lions.
David.
See, what you just said is the reason why I'm picking the Tigers. It's because of the stress. That is sports. I want to see my team and I want to be somewhat stressed in the moments when they're, you know, they're happening in the playoffs and I'm on the edge of my seat. So, yes, I have more fun with the stress of the Detroit Tigers right now.
All right, I'm going to get myself in trouble. Not trying to be provocative. I'm just telling you, like, how I really feel. I still treat the Tigers like a plaything. And the Lions are legit. Like, the Lions are a Super Bowl caliber team in the National Football League with some of the best players in the league, and they play a brand of football that I respect. Versus the Tigers being a Disney movie playing a style of ball I loathe, but I'm accepting because I live in Detroit and I want people to be happy.
So the Lions are your main job and the Tigers are the side hustle.
Not even.
You kind of have fun with it, but you know, deep down, this is where my money is.
And I can't stress this enough. A Super Bowl means 10 times what a World Series means to me. Super Bowl is Valhalla. The Super Bowl is the championship of championships. It's like winning the Masters versus winning anything else. The Super Bowl is a kingmaker. So I treat the Lions in their... And again, the Lions play a brand of football that's man stuff. Like, they will line up and punch you in the face repeatedly until your head blows up. They got star players. I got arguably the best receiver in football. I got the best right tackle who kills people. I got a receiving threat at quarterback. I've got maybe the defensive player of the year in Aiden Hutchinson. I've got legit stars. We ain't swapping 53 guys in. My stars are my stars. I love that. Versus the Tigers, they're doing Moneyball. It's do you understand there's a lot of guys on this team that won't be here next year? Mm-hmm. Like it's just I treat them as fun. I treat the Lions as life. That's where I get my joy is I take the Lions more seriously in how they're built and the joy I get watching it, which is these are the best people in the league at what they do. They're not a fun story. These dudes are straight killers. Does that make me a bad fan?
No,
I don't think so.
But see, I think I can see what Kenny is talking about where, yeah, you're stressed out watching the Lions because the expectation is there because you don't want to see them have a bad night. If the Tigers have a bad night, okay, well, next game. You shrug it off.
And that's why I have more fun with the Lions, because I'm a masochist. That's why. 248-539.
I would ring it.
9797. Which one is giving you more joy right now? The Lions in pursuit of the unthinkable or the Tigers? Two completely different sets of expectations. Two completely different teams. One is built on star power. The other is built on try hard. One is built on, this is what we do, you're going to eat pizza. The other is, I'm playing 4D chess, you're playing checkers. Mm-hmm. I think it is largely subjective. You're not a bad fan for picking either. But I'd love to know from you guys. 248-539-9797.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.